Archers, for the week of 29 February to 5 March 2004.
At Brookfield, changes in the air.
About lunch.
Are
you going to be free?
Hang on a minute, though.
Sorry.
Trying to match up these two. Go on, give him a lick.
No orphan, is he?
No, he's a twin, but his mum's only milking on one side, so I thought I'd give it a go.
Right. Where's her owner?
I've taken it away for a bit, just while she works out who this little guy is.
I'll leave you to it, then. I better tell Julie won't be joining us.
Yeah, doesn't look like it, not with all this going on.
And no Bert yet?
No, I don't know what's happened to him.
Well, you know Bert after church. He's such a gossip.
Yeah, that's probably it.
Well, you'll enjoy your shift in the lambing shed.
Better make the most of it, I suppose. This could be the last time.
What?
Well, you know what we were saying. Where's the sense in it? Now we're going to lose the ewe premium.
I didn't realise you were serious.
Well, I've got to be realistic now. Production subsidies are on the way out. From now on, every enterprise has got to stand on its own two feet.
Yeah, we know that.
Well, we've got to ask ourselves, do we need this, you know? Is it worth all the hassle?
But you love working with the sheep.
Yeah, I know I do, but it's not a hobby. Does it make sense economically?
Well, they've done pretty well over the last year or two.
Well, not bad, anyway.
Plus, they're great at clearing up after the cows. Are you thinking of getting rid of them, too?
You've got quite that far.
Glad to hear it.
It's a new world we're going into, Ruth. We've got to start making some hard decisions about the ewes.
Oh, how do you, David?
Leave it for now, anyway.
Oh, I'm sorry, all right. Oh, I've got talking to the vicar.
That's all right. It's all under control, just about.
Morning, Ruth.
Good morning. I'll tell them you won't be there, dearie.
Yeah, tell them I'm sorry, but they'll understand. Now, Bert.
Yeah.
There's a couple need marking up and shifting into pens. Can you see to them, please?
Yeah, no job.
Thanks. So, what were you talking to the vicar about?
Oh, he's had this idea about a promises auction, aid of his lent a people.
Oh, what? When people make a pledge to donate something, everyone bids for it?
Yeah, that's it. The vicar's asked me to organise it.
All right. Well, I'm sure we can come up with something. How about a piece of Hassett Hills lamb?
Yeah. Well, we've still got some.
Sorry?
Well, I couldn't help hearing what you were saying about getting rid of the ewes.
Oh. Look, Bert, that was just a bit of speculation. We haven't made any decisions or anything.
Well, you're going to tell me when you do. Because I reckon I'm going to write it out, aren't you?
Darling, you're still here?
I'm sorry, I was just finishing my coffee.
Well, can you hurry up? You know, Lillian's going to be here any minute.
So why have I got to be out of the way?
Well, I told you. She's upset and she's looking for a shoulder to cry on.
She's damn lucky if you ask me. I hope you're going to tell her that.
It's precisely because of remarks like that that I'd rather you weren't around.
Yeah, but I'm right though, aren't I? You do agree with me.
Well, of course I agree with you. But I hope I can be a little bit more, sensitive.
Well, I can be sensitive too, Jenny.
Can you?
Oh, come on. I'm hardly going to say, I hear Matt stumped you. How about we crack open a bottle or something?
I wouldn't put it past you.
Oh, Jenny.
Well, anyway, I just assumed you were out of the way. What about this wheat you're meant to be looking at?
No, you're quite right. I need to get going.
Very good.
Wonder if Adam's still about.
He'll be back for lunch.
Yeah, should be. Oh, that sounds like I'm there.
You'll be careful what you say.
I shall be the soul of discretion.
Sounded so fragile on the phone. I really felt quite sorry for her.
That'll be the Highland Malt.
Oh, Brian.
Well, honestly, we don't have to make a drama out of this. This isn't some lovesick teenager we're talking about.
No one's saying that.
It's our Lillian. And let's face it, she's been round the block a few times. If you're saying she's going to fall apart because Matt Crawford's given her the elbow, well, I don't buy it, I'm afraid.
Can I come in?
Of course. Lillian, how wonderful to see you.
Hello, Brian.
Here, let me take your coat.
Oh, my goodness. How are you, Lillian? I've been better.
Oh, dear.
Had one too many last night, I'm afraid. In that mausoleum of mine.
There we are.
Thanks, Brian.
You really ought to take more care of yourself.
Well, that's exactly what I was doing. On my own on Saturday night, I thought I deserved a little treat.
Absolutely.
There, you are. You see, Brian understands, don't you, Brian?
Of course. But I'm afraid I shall have to love you and leave you.
Oh, must you?
Aren't I boring? One of the penalties of being a farmer. But I know you girls have lots to talk about.
We have.
Hopefully I'll see you for lunch, Lillian.
Oh, well, I don't know. We'll have to see.
Indeed we shall. Bye, Jenny.
See you later, Brian.
Ciao.
I hope you will save for lunch.
I don't know. Oh, to be honest, I'm not much in the mood. It's all been a bit of a shock.
It's never easy, is it, when somebody treats you like that?
Well, par for the course with someone like Matt Crawford.
Well, yes.
No, what surprised me is that it matters so much.
Adam?
Hi, Brian.
You surely haven't finished the spraying?
No, I thought I'd call it a day. I've got something else on.
What if we lose this weather?
Oh, I reckon we're okay for a day or two. Looks pretty settled to me.
No, that's not what the forecasters are saying.
Don't worry, I'll get out there first thing tomorrow. All right?
I hate to remind you, but that growth regulator's going on late as it is.
Yeah, okay. I slipped up there, I realised that.
No, we both did. I should have been keeping a closer eye on it.
Well, like you said, the crop's a bit forward this year. It's not a disaster, though.
Let's hope not.
I just fancied a Sunday afternoon off, that's all. Is that so terrible?
What's so important, anyway?
It's a friend of mine, Ian, over at Grey Gables. I said I'd give him a hand moving into his new flat.
And that's vital, is it?
Well, it is, actually. It's called having a social life, something you're not exactly averse to, I've noticed.
Look, Adam, I'm not trying to tell you how to live your life.
Great.
But this job's a bit different. It makes special demands on people.
Oh, don't patronise me, Brian. Yeah,
well, anyway, I mean, do you have to rush off this instant?
I was going in for a shower, actually.
Well, give me another half an hour, can you?
Yeah, okay.
I want to have another look at that wheat and see if there's any disease coming in.
Yeah, sure. It'll make you happier.
And besides, you won't want to go near the house for a bit. At this precise moment, Lillian's bearing her soul to your mother.
Ah.
So it might be an idea to keep well away.
Hey, funny to think I'm not my only there to pluck a shape.
Oh, how many more times? But it's just a possibility, that's all.
There'll be a lot of other farmers getting there, so you shouldn't wonder once they start getting their annual payments.
Just open the gate, can you?
Here you go.
Thanks. We'll just put these two little guys down here.
I reckon there'll be a lot getting here to beef, too.
Yeah, it's okay, Evan. The little ones. They're just down here, all right.
You aren't thinking of getting here to milk, too, are you, David?
No, Bert, we're not.
Oh, there's a lot that we'll do from what I've heard.
Just give the ewe a push, can you? She's a bit dozy.
Ooh, I'm getting you. Yeah, if you ask me, the countryside's going to look a lot different in a year or two's time.
Well, that's just speculation. No one really knows. We're going to have to wait and see how it all works out.
Oh, it's easy for you to say. You're a farmer.
Look, Bert, whatever we decide, we'll see you right,
okay? Oh, I ain't thinking about me or me retiring soon. It's the younger ones.
Yeah.
So, no sense worrying about it. It's all going to happen whether we like it or not.
I'm off to Glebe Cottage then, David.
Oh, okay, love. Have a good lunch.
Oh, if you see Mr. Arthur, could you tell him we'll be getting in touch and he might want to consider something for the promise auction?
Oh, yeah. What auction is it?
Oh, it's in aid of the Vicar's Lent Appeal and Bert's organising it.
That could be a chance for you then, David.
What? Oh.
Well, he's always fancied himself as an auctioneer, haven't you? Come on, then.
Because
the devil.
No.
Come on. We want to hear it, don't we, Bert?
Yeah, might as well.
All right, if you insist. So, what have we here? A nice crossbred ewe, impeccable breeding, guaranteed to deliver twin lambs every year. Who'll start me off? Do I see 45, anyone?
Yep.
Yes, the lady in the smart red coat. And 50, and 55... 60 anywhere?
Yeah.
Any advance on 60? You, madam?
Oh, go on, then.
65 to the lady. Are you all done? At £65, sold to the lady in red.
Very good.
Not bad, eh?
What do you think, Bert? Has he got the job?
Well, I'd give it to him, but the vicar's doing it, I'm afraid.
Oh.
Still, if you decide to get rid of your sheep, you'll be able to sell them yourself. Save the auctioneer's fee.
What upsets me is we were so good together. Had a great deal in common.
I imagine you did.
And I knew you and Brian think he's a rogue, only out for himself all the time.
Oh, I'm sure there's more to him than that.
There is, Jenny, believe me. He's a very generous man, in every sense.
Yes, I can believe that.
He does enjoy having a good time. Rather like me. Yep, two of a kind we were. And that's why it's such a shame to let it go.
Unfortunately, it doesn't happen to be free.
Well, technically, no.
Oh, marriage is a technicality, is it?
It's only a marriage in name. It's pure convenience, that's all. It's been financially advantageous for him up till now.
Poor Yvette.
Oh, don't waste her tears on her. She's milking it for whatever she can get.
Really? Well, anyway, you're out of it now.
I just can't make much sense of it. He said he wanted a bit of space. Mumbo-jumbo like that. Well, it wasn't space he was looking for a couple of weeks back, I can assure you.
No?
Either he's not the man I thought he was, or I've played the wrong card somewhere along the way.
Have you decided what you're going to do?
Sorry?
Well, any more thoughts about property?
Oh, no. No, that's all on hold for a minute.
Look, Lillian, please don't take this the wrong way, but might it be time to move on?
Move on where?
Well, with your life, I mean. You've got so much to offer. You're attractive, you're witty, you're wonderful company.
You tried to be my publicist.
No, but look, wouldn't it be better to walk away from this relationship now rather than risk becoming a victim?
A victim?
Yes. It does happen to people in this situation.
Oh, not to me, it doesn't. Victim is not what I do.
Thanks for coming over with me.
No problem.
You see what I mean about the disease? There's definitely septoria coming in.
I'll spray it tomorrow. Now, if it's okay, I'm going in to get that shower.
Yeah, fine, but just remember that on this job, the difference between profit and loss is attention to detail. Doing the right job at the right time.
Yeah, I think I've got the message, Brian.
Bye, you two.
Lillian, are you staying for lunch?
Sorry, no, not this time.
Oh, shame.
I tried to persuade her, darling. I will do it
soon, I promise. How are you, gorgeous?
I'm fine, thanks.
Give my love to that charming friend of yours.
Will do.
Right, well, I'll see you tomorrow, Jenny.
I'm looking forward to it.
And don't forget to bring all your credit cards. Bye.
Bye, Lillian.
Bye. And what's happening tomorrow?
Oh, she's going for a full makeover. And I'll be on hand to give sisterly advice.
Great. Sounds expensive.
Well, I'm rather pleased. She's feeling very hurt at the moment.
I know. You should have seen her on Friday night.
Well, at least it's not the bottle this time.
Retail therapy.
Frankly, I don't much care. At least she's doing something positive and not sitting around feeling sorry for herself. I think that's to be applauded.
Nigel's planning to get a life.
I'm in a bit of trouble here. I need some advice.
Yeah, what sort of advice?
Style.
Well, then you've come to the right place, old son.
It's this date I'm going on with Lizzie. Mm. Well, like it's our first meeting.
Yeah?
I'm wondering what to wear. I've been through the magazines and, well, basically, I know what I like, but...
Yeah, but that's not the object, though, is it?
No, that's the old Nigel. Lizzie's expecting someone different.
No problem. Just get yourself down here and we'll get you sorted.
Do you think you can?
Listen, matey, I'll have you looking like you've stepped straight out of Harper's and Queen.
Just what I wanted to hear. What time?
Well, any time you like. Oh, as long as it's not between 1 and 2.
Right, you are.
I'm off now.
Oh, hang on, Lizzie.
Sorry?
Yeah, listen, I'll get that order in the post, all right? Thanks very much. Bye. That was the office equipment people.
Oh, good.
Just confirming the overhead projector.
Anyway, I'm off.
The twins all right?
Seem to be. Haley's just turned up.
Excellent.
So, I'll see you at lunchtime.
Lizzie, I suppose you couldn't hang off half an hour, only I wouldn't mind coming to town myself.
Well, I've got a lot to do this morning.
It's just while I get Mike Tucker sorted out. He'll be here in a minute.
He'd better be.
He's going to get cracking on that fencing in the park.
You promise you'll be ready in half an hour?
Oh, definitely.
Right. In that case, maybe I'll drop off Auntie Chris's present.
Of course. It's today, isn't it?
Yeah. 25 years.
Not bad, eh? Think we'll make our silver winning?
That depends who I meet on Wednesday.
I suppose it does.
Morning!
Hi, Mike. Come on in.
Oh, cheers.
I hear you're going to do a bit of fencing.
Yeah, that's the idea.
Renovate our poor old grassland.
Well, we'll see what we can do.
Right, we'll make a start, shall we?
We can go in my pickup if you like. Got all my kit on board.
Suits me.
Right.
Half an hour, Nigel. I mean it. Then I'm off to town.
I'll be ready.
You know, I'm still not convinced about the colour they're suggesting.
Oh, yes. It's wonderful.
You think so?
Mm, it's very you. It's sort of, I don't know, optimistic.
Never been accused of optimistic hair before.
You know what I mean. It shows that side of your personality.
Yes, well, I wonder what Adam would have to say about his old auntie trying to look like Demi Moore.
He'd be all for it.
He told you about our little adventures on Friday night.
I gather you were a bit tired and emotional, isn't that how they put it?
Yeah, I was under a lot of strain. And I must say, they were a real tonic, those two, Adam and his friend.
Oh, Ian.
He's so sweet, that boy. And to think he can cook as well. Oh, ouch.
Sorry.
Do have a care, girl. These are sensitive fingers, you know, insured for millions.
Mum thinks he's wonderful. She and Jack are eating there 2 or 3 times a week at the moment.
Oh, that often.
He usually does something a bit traditional for Jack. It's stink in your pudding, something like that.
Very versatile.
Well, you grew up on a farm, remember? And I think it comes as second nature.
You used to get all that sort of stuff in the pub, do you remember?
Oh, yes, I do. Those endless suet dumplings.
Oh, thank God someone discovered olive oil.
Still, Jack likes all that prep school food. And it's a way of cheering him up. He's been getting very down just lately.
I know.
Oh, poor old Mum. It is a worry for her.
Oh, stand by. Here comes Luigi with his flying scissors.
Oh, it's decision time, I suppose.
Oh, go on, have it short.
Well, I'm really not sure.
You know what we said? This is a day for positive action.
I know we did.
So go for it then.
Yeah, if you could take it from just beyond the oak tree in a straight line down to the copse.
Yeah, no problem. So, what do you want? Stock netting with a single strand of barbed wire?
That should be fine.
Well, there you are. I'll just make a note.
Nice here, isn't it?
Huh? Oh, it's marvellous. Nothing like these old parklands.
I wish I could spend a lot more time out here, but pressure of work and all that.
It's a straight run from just beyond the big oak.
We better have a gate at the top.
Oh, somewhat traditional would that be?
Hmm.
You know, wooden field gate?
Absolutely. A proper Borsetshire gate.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And maybe a stile at the other end. Very basic. Just a step with a post to hang on to.
One very basic stile.
That's about it, really.
So, what's the object of the exercise, then? Dividing it up.
We're trying to get back some of the old meadow species. They've taken a bit of a pasting over the years.
Nitrate fertiliser?
Yeah. Deadly stuff. My father couldn't get enough of it.
Well, nor me when I was farming. Well, it put milk in the tank, I suppose.
And down the bottom end, there's hardly any of the old species left. But up here... Well, have a look at this.
Oh, yeah.
Know what it is?
Oh, that's knapweed.
Right in one. And see this?
What's that?
Yellow rattle.
Oh, yeah.
It's not very obvious at this time of year, but later on...
What's the plan? To give them a bit more encouragement?
That's the idea. At this end, we're going to have a hay meadow. Manage it in the old way.
Oh. You're coming out with scythes, are you?
Maybe not quite that old. But we'll be cutting it late, when everything's had a chance to flower.
Oh, great.
And hopefully by the time Lily and Freddie are grown up, we'll have a lovely, flower-rich meadow.
It's funny, isn't it, eh? When I was farming, they were paying us to improve these old meadows so as to get more output.
Where did that get us? A massive butter mountain.
Now they're chucking money at you to get the old meadows there.
It's a mad world.
Well, all makes work for the working man to do, doesn't it?
True.
Oh, there's your missus.
Right, look, I've got to go. So you're happy about the fence?
Yeah, you leave it to me, mate. I'll soon have it done.
Great.
And when they change their minds and want you all back in wait, I'll come and take it down again.
Well, what do you think?
Hey, Lillian, that looks absolutely stunning.
Yeah, I think the red quite suits me, don't you?
Oh, definitely. Give us a little twirl.
Ta-da!
Fabulous!
Yeah, I reckon I've still got the legs for it, given a bit of groundwork.
Oh, the only thing with something like this, aren't you a bit limited when you can wear it?
I wouldn't say that.
No, I suppose for you clubbers.
Never mind the clubs. I should be wearing this in the ball.
My goodness. I can hear the glasses crashing to the floor.
I think it's more likely to be the teeth these days.
Well, you'll make an impact, all right.
You should go rather well at Grey Gables, too.
I'd say so.
I'd even get poor old Jack on his feet. He's not too full of suet pudding.
Well, I think it's great.
Yeah. It might just do the trick.
What trick?
The old voodoo. Pulling power.
Oh, you still got that?
Yes, well, we'll find out, won't we?
Oh, that's the spirit. There's plenty more out there.
You know what this needs, Jenny? Some sexy stockings.
Oh, yes, what a great idea.
Let's have a whiz round and see if they've got any, shall we?
Yeah, you know your problem, Nigel. Now, how can I tell you this?
Come on, don't spare my feelings. I want it straight.
Okay, well, you're too buttoned up.
Am I?
Yeah, well, I'm talking overall impressions here. I mean, I look at you and it says a little cautious, likes to plan things well ahead, you know, not all that mad on surprises.
You can tell all that from what I'm wearing.
Not just me. I mean, everyone you meet will be picking it up.
Gosh.
Well, I mean, take that jacket. I mean, classic style, yes. Obviously quality, not a piece of tan.
I get a Jenkins in Felbersham for that sort of thing. Uh-huh. They do rather a good line in Jenkins.
Yeah, sure, but my point is the way that you wear it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and, you know, nice crease in your trousers, shine on your shoes.
Well, of course.
Look, you're not actually wearing a tie, but I get the feeling that you'd rather like to be.
So what would you suggest if I wanted a different persona?
Well, frankly, I'd want to unbutton you, Edge. Here, I sit. It's all too constricting. You need to just let yourself go. Come on, let's see something flamboyant.
I don't know if I've got anything like that.
No worries, mate. You're just about my size. How about I bring over a couple of jackets and shirts and we experiment?
That's very good of you, Kenton.
I don't know if I can do much about your hair.
Huh?
It's a shame it's not a bit longer.
Well, I could try parting on the other side.
What if you just brush it back, eh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like that.
How does that look?
It's not bad, actually. Yeah, it's slightly more rakish.
That's good, is it?
Yeah, that's excellent. You see, what we're trying to achieve here, Nigel, is something of a Hugh Grant.
Really?
Yeah, I reckon we can pull it off.
What on earth are you two up to?
Oh, Elizabeth.
Hello, darling.
Hi.
I thought I saw something in Nigel's hair. I think it was an insect spider or something.
Oh, yes.
Can you see anything?
No, it seems to have disappeared.
Oh, well.
No sign of it at all now. Right, what can I get you, sis?
I'd love a cappuccino.
Coming right up.
How have you got on then, darling? All well at the printers?
What are you up to, Nigel? You've got guilt written all over your face.
How's the fish?
It's excellent. How's yours?
Mmm. Delicious.
Mmm. It's rather refined, isn't it, this place?
Mmm. It's terrific.
It's not too pricey either, for what you get.
No, it might be just what we're looking for, actually. Brian and I were wondering what to offer for the Vicar's Promises auction.
Oh, that.
Well, you've heard about it.
Yeah. I've already had Bert Fry on the phone.
We wondered about donating dinner for two at a smart restaurant somewhere. Perhaps we should make it this one.
Not a bad idea, that. Except I'd make a dinner for one, of course. They can jolly well accompany me.
Good thinking.
Well, you've got to make the most of your opportunities.
Absolutely.
Well, perhaps I should make it a night at the casino club avec moi.
It's a bit risky, isn't it? Depends who bids for it.
Quite. There's always a chance you'll end up with a Joe Grundy for the night.
Oh, that's not very likely, is it?
Mind you, you never know with these old farmers. There's usually some cash stuffed up a chimney somewhere.
Oh. Well, ladies, how delightful you look.
Matt.
Hello, Matt.
Clocked you as soon as I walked in. You both look stunning.
Oh, thank you. We'd invite you to join us.
No, but I'm afraid
we've got things to discuss. You know, family matters.
No, that's fine. Actually, I'm meeting some business colleagues.
Oh, there's no problem, then.
But, yeah, speaking of business, you and I need to put our heads together, Lily. A couple of things have come up.
Have they?
Yeah, I've come across a couple of properties you might be interested in.
Ah.
So, how about you and I getting together one evening to chat about it?
Are you sure you can find... Now, what was it? The space?
Oh, come on, Lillian.
Look, why don't you give me a tinkle at home sometime and we'll put something in the diary?
Good. Yeah, fine. I'll do that.
And now, if you don't mind, we'd rather like to get on with our lunch.
Of course, yeah. I'll leave you to it.
Thank you.
I'll be in touch then.
Bye, Matt.
Bye, Matt.
Bye.
Well done, Lillian. That was brilliant.
Yes, I was rather good, wasn't I?
He could hardly take his eyes off you.
Really? Can't say I noticed.
I thought you handled it superbly.
And, he was looking at me, was he?
He's so transparent, that man. He must think we're all stupid.
Where's he sitting? Oh, yes, over there.
He's still looking this way.
Good. I think that all went rather well, don't you?
Pat's on a mission.
Do you want any more to eat? There's cheese and biscuits if you like.
Ah, no, that's fine, thanks.
Right, well, I'm off to Borchester. You remember I'm helping Helen this afternoon?
You didn't tell me anything about that.
Oh, yes, I did. Yesterday afternoon.
Well, what's it all about?
It's a special promotion on multivitamins. I said I'd help her get the posters put out.
Oh, let's hope it worked.
There might even be a chance for a chat. You never know.
Oh, Pat, don't go there.
Oh, don't worry. I'm not going to interfere.
Just remember what happened last time.
Yes, I know. It's just she looks so down sometimes, as if she's got the cares of the world on her shoulders.
It's her life, Pat.
I'd just like to see her having a bit more fun, that's all.
Weren't they talking about getting away for a few days?
Oh, that's all out of the window. Greg's under too much pressure at work, apparently.
Well, that's the keeper's lot, I'm afraid. It's never going to change.
OK, I'll go. You finish your coffee.
So, what time are you going to be back?
Oh, about 7, I expect. Mean supper's going to be a bit late.
No problem.
Hiya, Pat. Mrs. Archer.
Oh, hi. Come on in.
Thanks.
You all right, Tony?
Oh, hello, you two. Come to do some work on the car?
Well, that's the idea. Oh, we've got a favour to ask.
Oh, yeah?
We've got this extension cable, only there doesn't seem to be a socket in that shed.
No, there isn't.
We need to run a couple of power tools.
So we're wondering if we could plug it in your workshop and run it through.
How long's your cable?
About 50 metres.
Oh, you'll need more than that. You'll find another extension cable in the workshop.
Oh, great, thanks.
That's OK.
It's going to be jolly cold out there this afternoon.
It doesn't bother us, does it, Ed?
Nah.
I'll soon get warmed up when we get busy.
Well, rather you than me.
Right, well, we better get started.
How's it going, anyway?
Oh, not too bad.
Yeah, we're getting there.
I notice you've got the gearbox out. You should have seen the hours I put in on the MG
gearbox. Well, anyway.
Look, if you want any help or advice...
No, it's okay, we're fine.
Yeah, we've got all the workshop manuals and everything.
You sure?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, we'll see you then.
Yeah, see you.
Bye.
Oh, I don't get it, Pat. You'd think they'd be glad of any help they can get.
Oh, they're young. They want to find out for themselves.
Yeah, and make the same old mistakes, probably.
At least they'll learn that way.
Yeah, it's up to them. If they want to do it the hard way.
To be fair, it's not a bad motor.
Well, as long as you don't actually want to get anywhere.
Unreliable, is it?
Tony Archer's MG's got to be the most famous car around here. Everyone knows it.
Oh, yeah?
It's been broken down in that many layboys, the council's going to send him a parking bill.
He's made a good job of the bodywork, though.
Well, what's the point in that if it don't go anywhere?
I don't suppose it matters to him.
Yeah, you could be right there.
Expect he comes and sits in it and imagines he's at Silverstone.
Yeah, sadly.
Oh, well, it keeps him happy.
Oh, here it is.
What?
That extension cable he was on about.
You reckon it'll be long enough?
It should be. Here, stop pulling out, will you?
Okay.
I'm going to try and find the socket.
So, what do you reckon it's worth, this thing?
A few hundred, maybe?
More than that.
It would be if it went.
Yeah, I wonder if you could pull in something like this.
Yeah, she'd have to be one short of a six-pack.
You reckon?
What you've got to ask yourself is, would I want to go out with a woman who fancied riding around in this?
No way.
Here it is.
The socket.
Yeah, right. Let's plug her in then.
Maybe I'll ask Tony Archer for a ride in it sometime.
Listen, don't even go there, right?
What's the matter?
Well, you show an interest in his motor and he'll start getting interested in ours.
You've got a point.
Just keep your nose out, all right?
Yeah, all right.
All right, and believe me. Right, here goes.
What the hell did you do that for?
I didn't do anything. Must be Tony Archer's dodgy wiring. Or I can sue him.
There you go, Nige. Try that one on for size.
Thanks.
Yeah, and don't even try looking for the buttons, OK?
Ooh. Looks rather good, actually.
Yeah, but so it should for the price.
Well, was it a lot?
Over 300 in the shop.
No.
I paid a bit less, of course.
Right. How's that?
Well, looks great. Comfortable?
Could have been made for me.
Right, now what you want under it is a black shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Understated but smart, nothing flashy.
Right.
Right, then I'll put that over the top.
Oh.
There we go. How does that feel?
Not bad.
Make you want to strut, does it?
I don't know about that.
Oh, dear, trousers are a bit of a disaster area.
Oh.
I bet when you wore a romper suit, it was made of cavalry twill.
I expect so.
OK, come on, Al. Right, you know, try walking about in it. See if it makes you want to move differently.
OK.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, do you know, I really think it does.
There you go, you see? You change your appearance, change your personality.
Would you say I was less buttoned up now?
Well, yes, we are definitely getting a hint of another Nigel, yes? One who's a bit more exuberant.
I always used to be.
Well, mate, this is your chance to rediscover that other self.
Nigel! The party animal.
Yes.
The risk-taker.
Right on.
Always where the action is.
This guy is the action.
Mr. Snowy rides again.
Well, maybe we don't want to go that far.
No, no. Okay.
Hey, there's no chance of Elizabeth walking in on us, is there?
No, we're quite safe. She's out with Lily and Freddy.
Oh, good. I mean, I thought she was looking a bit suspicious in the cafe.
Hey, there's something that we've forgotten.
What's that?
Props. Well, this website said that having the right prop can help a lot.
Well, if it was me, I'd go for a sports bag.
That's not a bad idea.
Quite a turn-on for women, you know, a guy who keeps himself in shape.
Yeah, Lizzie, we go for that, I know it.
So, what are you into? Into weights?
Yeah.
Five-a-side football?
Or... Not really, no.
A bag with a squash racket sticking out, that goes down well.
I don't play squash.
Nigel, this is make-believe, it really doesn't matter.
I'm getting quite keen on cycling these days.
I'm afraid a bicycle pump doesn't quite do it.
No.
Oh, yeah. Well, never mind. Well, if you're uncomfortable with the sporty image, maybe we could find you an interesting obsession.
What, bring in my stamp albums, you mean?
No, no. Something interesting, you know, a hobby, maybe.
I've always been quite interested in houses. You know, architecture, really.
Well, there you go, then. That's your answer.
Excuse us.
Oh, hi, you two. Come on in.
Oh, thanks.
Hey, it's warm in here.
Yeah, not bad, is it?
We've been freezing in that old shed.
Oh, sorry. It's the best I can do.
Oh, no, that's fine.
I can't spare a polytunnel, I'm afraid.
Well, you've got some amazing stuff in here.
Yeah, what is all this?
Endive.
Never heard it.
You eat it like a lettuce.
You've got enough of it.
Oh, yeah. People want variety these days. No more boring lettuce. Mixed leaf salads, that's the current fad.
Oh, your carrots look good.
Mm, yeah, we sowed those back in October. It's a new variety.
It's amazing what you can grow these days under polythene with a few lights, isn't it?
Still, don't suppose you came over here for a horticulture lesson?
Oh, no, we're interested, aren't we, Jess?
Fascinated. You never know when it's going to come in useful.
Oh, well, if you are interested...
Well, the only thing is, we've got a bit of an emergency.
What's happened?
Well, I plugged in the cable in your workshop and it seems to have knocked out the circuit.
Really? That's odd.
Well, I reckon we could have set off a trip switch somewhere. I looked around for a fuse box but couldn't find it.
No, it's in the milking parlour. You know where the bulk tank is?
Oh, yeah.
It's just behind there.
Great, we'll sort it out.
Maybe I'd better come and see to it.
Oh, no, you're all right.
Yeah, we can handle it. Deb, hand me electrics here.
Well, if you're sure.
Yeah, no sweat. You carry on feeding the world. Much more important than that is.
Oh, I like the posters. Where'd you get them done?
Those new printers in West Street. Yeah, they're not bad, are they?
Yeah, should sell a few vitamins, I'd have thought.
Right, so these are the signs for the display itself.
Oh, they're nice. Are they from the manufacturers?
Mm-hmm. I thought they could go along the shelves.
Yeah, good idea.
And I want that whole central aisle given over to this promo.
Well, if we're going to do it, we might as well do it big.
Oh, quite. And these here are leaflets for people to take away.
Oh, great.
And that's about it, really. All we've got to do now is get the stuff on the shelves. It's important to you, isn't it, this promotion? Well, it's important to the shop, Mum. Like you said, we've got to get the turnover up.
Is it worth giving up a holiday for?
Oh, well, that wasn't going to happen anyway, the way things are for Greg.
Pressure at work, you mean?
Oh, it's been awful for him, especially since Jack's accident.
Well, it shouldn't have happened.
Oh, Mum, don't you start. It was an accident. It could have happened anywhere.
Well, yes.
And Gwen's for treating him as if he's useless. He's not. He's a really good keeper.
It's a strain for you both, I can see that.
I just worry about what it's doing to Greg.
You could do with a break. You look tired.
I'm okay.
Look, if Greg's tied up, isn't there some way you could get away on your own?
And what's the point in that?
Well, how about that friend of yours from college, Vicky, is it?
Mum, if you honestly think I'm leaving Greg on his own at a time like this, you must be mad.
Mm-hmm. Just a thought, that's all.
Well, it's a good thing, really. It means I'll be around to see to this promotion.
That's true.
Come on. Let's get this stuff on the shelf, shall we?
Hey. Jazza. Hello? Anyone about? Ed!
Oh, Tony, is that you?
What are you doing up there?
Oh, I'm about. We're coming down.
I thought I told you not to go up there.
Oh, we were just wondering about storage space. Yeah, for some of the tools. Only, it's a bit dodgy leaving them in an open bar.
Yeah, well, I'd rather you didn't put them up there. I'm not sure how safe that floor is.
Well, it seemed pretty solid to me.
Well, even so, I'd rather you didn't, OK?
Yeah, all right.
I don't want your parents suing me because you've gone through the floor.
Tony's right, Ed. Ain't worth the risk.
Oh, glad you see my point.
Maybe we should take the tools home, Ed?
Yeah, OK.
Right then, now, how about showing me this gearbox of yours?
No, I'm sorry, we got to go.
What, now?
Yeah, I'm afraid so. I told my dad I'd be giving him a hand shifting compost.
Oh, OK. Another time, then?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Are you coming over tomorrow?
Well, it's hard to say. It depends, doesn't it, Jack?
Yeah, a lot of stuff happening tomorrow. We'll have to see.
Oh, right.
Tony, you there?
Oh, yeah.
Hiya, Pat.
Oh, hey, you too.
They're just off, Pat.
Yeah, we'll see you. See you next time.
Yes, okay. You know, I can't understand it, love. They're determined not to let me near that car of theirs.
Yeah, well, never mind that.
But I've had so much more experience rebuilding engines. You'd think they'd want to take advantage of that.
Tony, I don't care about Ed and Jazza and their wretched car. This is far more important.
Well, what's the matter?
Oh, it's Helen. She's looking so tired.
Yeah, pity she couldn't take a break.
Greg's obviously bitter about the way he's being treated at work.
Well, it's not surprising, is it? Jack got shot.
I know. But Greg seems to think he's being unfairly treated. And I suspect he's taking it out on Helen.
What? You don't mean he's...
Oh, no, nothing like that.
Well, has she said anything?
Not in so many words.
Well, then.
Well, that's the trouble. She won't tell me anything. The only Anyone can see how unhappy she is.
But we can't interfere. She's going to have to work it out for herself. We must just make sure we're there for her.
Yeah.
She'll talk to us when she's ready. Till then, there's not a lot we can do.
Brenda's in a party mood.
Ah, hello, handsome.
Brenda, what are you doing here?
Hen party up in the function room.
Ah.
15 gorgeous babes. So if you're out in the streets tonight, be afraid. Be very afraid.
Whose party? Someone from work?
Yeah, Hannah. Does the traffic reports.
Right.
Come up and say hello if you like.
A hen party? I don't think so.
It's okay. We don't bite.
Well, actually, I'm meeting someone.
Oh, yeah? Anyone I know?
No, just a friend I'm seeing for a drink.
Oh, well, have a good time.
Thanks. And you.
Ooh, this wouldn't be him by any chance.
What? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's quite fit.
You're at a hen party, remember?
I don't have to stay there, though.
Hi, Ian. You found the place all right, then?
Yeah, no problems.
Ian, this is Brenda. She's from Ambridge, too.
Oh, hello there.
You from Ambridge, then?
Yeah, well, Grey Gables. I'm head chef.
Oh, of course. I've heard about you.
Really?
Hey, maybe we can have a chat sometime. Only we do this weekly restaurant piece.
And who's we?
Oh, sorry. Radio Borsetshire.
All right, why not?
Great. So I'll give you a call.
Yeah, I'll look forward to it.
Brenda's at a party, aren't you, Brenda?
Yes, okay. I'm on my way. I'll see you guys later.
Right.
So it's nice to meet you, Brenda.
Yeah, and you?
She's a nice girl.
Yeah, she's great. Now, what do you fancy to drink?
Red wine? Well, assuming they've got something drinkable.
Chilean Merlot's not bad.
Let's give it a try, then.
Right. Excuse me? Yeah, can we have a bottle of the Chilean Merlot? Thanks.
But why did I grab that table? The place is starting to fill up.
Good idea. Nigel?
Oh, hi.
I didn't know you used this place.
Well, no, I don't, actually.
You're looking very cool, I must say. Not on a date by any chance.
What?
Only joking.
There you go, sir.
Thanks.
Look, can you excuse me?
Yeah, sure.
Only I want to get a table, if I can.
Well, join us, if you like.
No, it's okay. I'll see you later.
Yeah, see you, Nigel. Excuse me. Thanks. There we go.
Yeah, you seem to know a lot of people in here.
Yeah. That was Nigel.
Ambridge guy?
Lower Loxley, actually.
Lower Loxley?
He's acting a bit strange. Sort of shifty.
Maybe he's having an affair. He's a married guy, is he?
Yeah. To my cousin with 4-year-old twins.
It's often the way.
Listen, if Nigel Pardew is having an affair, I'll windsurf naked down the River Aire.
That I have to see.
It won't happen.
Well, cheers.
Good health.
That's not bad, actually.
Mm. So, how's the flat?
Fine. Well, apart from the plumbing, that is.
Problems?
Yes, yeah, the hot tap in the bathroom. If you get it in the wrong setting, it builds itself up into a sort of a frenzy.
Oh, dear. Better get a plumber in, then.
No, it's just not worth it.
That'd drive me mad.
It's just one of those little foibles you get in old places.
Ah, it's okay.
What?
Elizabeth just walked in. Nigel's wife.
Oh, right.
Can't really have an affair with your own spouse, can you?
So, windsurfing on the River Am?
Doesn't look like it. Well, there's something odd going on. She's not actually sitting with him.
Well, maybe it's a game.
Yeah, maybe. Hang on, he's making an approach.
So he is. This is better than EastEnders.
Excuse me.
Gosh, Nigel, you look...
I beg your pardon.
Nothing, sorry.
I don't think we've met, have we?
Why, no.
I was just wondering, is that tonight's paper?
It is, actually.
Would you mind if I had a quick look?
Sure, go ahead.
Thanks awfully. I'm interested in the building awards.
Oh, building awards?
From the Civic Society. They give them for the best new buildings of the year.
And is this an interest of yours?
I'm so sorry. Rupert Scott Bennett. I'm an architect.
Oh, really? And what kind of buildings do you do?
All sorts, really. I've just finished a new library at the university. It's rather striking, if I say so myself. All done on computer, of course, but based entirely on the geometry of ships.
Amazing.
I wanted to get away from the idea of the library as a static sort of place.
Right.
I say, well, can I get you a drink?
Eleanor. Eleanor Bracken.
That's a very earthy sort of name.
I'll have a spritz at dinner.
He's getting her a drink now.
Well, that's progress.
Maybe they've had a row and now they're making up.
Well, it's possible, I suppose.
Funny place to do it, though. A cafe bar. As if it was all pre-planned.
Perhaps it is. Makes a lot of sense.
Does it?
Definitely. People ought to manage their relationships. When you think how much better it would be if you had a script to work from.
It'd kill it. It'd be so boring.
I don't see why.
Well, you'd never be yourself. You'd be playing a role all the time.
So what's new? And who's ever real in relationships anyway?
Or is that?
With a script, at least you'd get to rehearse the part. You might even get it right.
If there was a script of my private life at the moment, it would be definitely lacking in action.
Really?
You know, that's the only thing about what I do. I mean, I love it in that.
But you don't get to meet a lot of people.
I'm afraid not. Unlike your job, I imagine.
No. Yeah, I get to meet loads of people, like disgruntled diners and kitchen staff who think they ought to be Jamie Oliver.
Yes, I suppose. I
mean, you just don't get the chance to meet real people.
Only one thing to do, then.
Oh, yeah?
Write yourself a new part.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Mm. Well, it's great to meet you, Eleanor.
And you. I've never met a famous architect before.
I don't know about famous.
And now, come on, don't be modest. If you're designing university libraries...
Well, yes.
You must be top of the tree. I've always been a fan of minimalism myself. How about you?
It's all right.
I agree with John Porson. It's your job to clear up this chaotic world. Though, of course, some would say it was harking back to nonconformism.
I say, Lizzie, that's very impressive.
Pardon me?
Where did all that come from?
Who is this Lizzie person?
Sorry, it's someone I know.
I'm beginning to think you're a fraud, Mr. Scott Bennett, if that is your name.
Oh, excuse me. Hello. Oh, Maggie, you've got it. Thanks very much. Bye. That was my PA.
Uh-huh.
I asked her to send over a picture of the library. I thought you might be interested.
Sure I am. Hey, that's a fine building. And what's this? The library at Felbisham University. Architect R.T. Scott Bennett.
I can't think why you haven't seen it. It's on the site of the old brewery.
You know, Rupert...
Oh, Miss Bracken, please.
I really think I'm in love with you.
I say, steady on.
All right, I'm coming. Matt.
Hello, Lillian.
This is a surprise.
I know, I should have phoned.
I'm just about to go out.
You know.
Well, don't look like that. I do have a life, you know. Of sorts.
Yeah, of course. But just a few minutes.
Oh, it had better be. Someone's calling for me.
Really?
Yes. Really? Let's go through to the dining room.
Right.
Now, then, what's all this about?
No chance for scotch, I suppose.
I'm sorry, Matt. It really will have to be a few minutes, I'm afraid.
Right. Okay.
I'm rather surprised to see you. I was under the impression that you needed... Now, what was it you said? More space.
Lillian, look. I didn't mean...
Well, what? Didn't mean what?
Oh, come on, you know what I mean. You were going too far, too fast, that's all.
That's all?
Look, you know I didn't mean anything more than call it in front of Brian and Jennifer. He is a business contact of mine, after all.
Yeah, and he's my brother-in-law.
Yeah, okay. Maybe I was a bit hasty. I didn't mean to hurt you.
Oh, no, on the contrary. I've had time to think about it. I can see you're absolutely right.
About what?
About needing space from each other for a while.
Right, yeah.
I mean, Lord knows what poor Yvette would have made of it if you had gone to Ireland anyway.
Yeah, not very sensible.
No, absolutely not. That's why I'm rather surprised to see you here. And aren't you meant to be at the golf club or the Masons or something?
Not tonight, no.
Oh, night off, eh?
Look, I think it's important you and I keep in touch, Lillian. There are business matters we need to discuss.
Yeah, of course.
And I must say you're looking particularly stunning tonight.
Oh, you like the dress?
Yes, fabulous.
Jenny helped me choose it the other day. Think I can get away with it, don't you?
Could have been made for you.
Thank you, Matt. You're very sweet. Now then.
Was that your...
Business diary, it is indeed. Let's see if we can find you a window.
Oh, come on, sweetheart.
Now, I'm looking at next week, Thursday morning, and go...
Who's this AC person?
Now, come on, Matt.
No, I'm just curious. You seem to be seeing quite a lot of him.
So shall we say Thursday at about 11? I'm sorry, I really shall have to ask you to leave. I'd rather you weren't here when my date turns up.
You seem to be quite taken with Rupert.
Only because I knew it was you, really.
What do you mean that, Izzy?
I had this horrible moment when we seemed to be getting on so well. I thought, why are we doing this?
For a bit of fun.
Yeah, well, that's what we tell ourselves. But tonight, I thought, what if she fancies Rupert because she's fed up with boring old Nigel?
He's not boring.
Isn't he?
He's kind and caring and endlessly fascinating. And I love him to bits.
Oh, Lizzie.
Tonight was for us. And I think we should do it again.
Really?
Nigel, don't look so miserable. I don't mean as Rupert and Eleanor.
Oh, you don't?
As us. As a happily married couple.
I'd like that, Lizzie.
Good. Now let's have another drink, shall we?
Whatever it was, they seem to be okay now.
Well, who's that?
Nigel and Elizabeth. Sorry. I've gone on about them, haven't I?
No, it's okay. I know what it's like living where you grew up. There's always someone, you know.
Is that why you came to England?
Well, partly. Sometimes it's quite nice being anonymous.
Yeah.
But there's things you miss as well, like when I decided to take the job at Grey Gables. I mean, who the hell was interested?
No one?
It's like I said, you don't get to meet many people working in a kitchen.
And there wasn't anyone particular?
There had been, but we split up. That's another reason for the move, I suppose.
Was he in the hotel business too?
An estate agent, actually. Yeah, that always seems to make people smile for some reason.
Sorry.
Anyway, it all went pear-shaped, so here I am.
I'm glad.
You're not still yakking, you two. Boring.
Hi, Brenda. Having a good time?
Brilliant, thanks. And now we're off clubbing.
Great.
So how about coming with us, eh? Go on, have yourselves a good time for once.
Brenda, it's a hen party.
They won't mind.
I really don't think it's my scene. Sorry.
He's so sad, isn't he, your friend?
I wouldn't say that exactly.
Well, anyway, have a good time.
And you.
But it's Jen, we're going.
Okay, see ya.
See ya.
She seems nice.
She is.
You obviously know each other pretty well.
We do.
And what does that mean?
I'll tell you at the club.
What club?
Don't worry, it's not the one the girls are going to. It's nice, mellow.
Oh, right.
That's if you're up for it. Maybe
you'd
rather...
No, that'd be great. I'd really like that.
Good.
It's a big night for Christine and George.
Wonderful evening. We've really enjoyed ourselves, haven't we, George?
Yeah, we certainly have.
Good.
Well, I'll get your coats.
We've enjoyed it too.
Oh, yes. We couldn't let an occasion like that pass without some sort of family celebration.
25 years of happy marriage. That's quite an achievement these days.
I suppose it is.
Oh, there you go, Chris.
Oh, thank you.
Well, anyway, it was very kind of you both.
Now, be sure to take care going home. It'll be slippy.
We will.
Well, good night, then.
Mm. Good night, Chris.
Night, Jill.
Night.
Thanks again, Phil.
Oh, it was a pleasure.
Ah, I think that went off pretty well, don't you, Phil?
I'm sure it did.
It's nice to see Chris looking so relaxed for a change. Mm. Right, I suppose we'd better make a start on clearing up.
Yes.
You start bringing the crocks through and I'll load them in the dishwasher.
Yeah, right.
I don't know about you, but I shan't be sorry to get to bed tonight.
Keys, love. Hurry up. I'm freezing out here.
Well, if you fixed this porch light as I asked you, I might be able to see what I was doing.
Where's Walt got to?
Oh, fast asleep, I expect.
Lazy hound.
Ah, there we are.
Well done, love.
Walt! Walt!
Get the light on, love.
Ooh, jolly cold in here.
At last. I thought you were never coming in.
What? Have you gone off your head?
Right, in the kitchen.
Oh, you've really done it this time, Arabi.
The kitchen, I said.
What are you...
I'm not going to tell you again.
Best get through, love.
That's it. Now, let's all sit down and chill out, shall we?
Where's Walt? What have you done with him?
Never you mind about him.
Sit down, love.
If you've hurt him...
What, me? Hurt a dumb animal? Man, would I?
So where is he?
Snug him outside to sleep it off. He'll wake up with a bit of an hangover, that sort of
thing. Need better.
What a caring man you are. An example to us all, wouldn't you say, Mrs. Barford? Well, wouldn't you?
Yes, yes.
While I've been sitting here, been working it out. I've had plenty of time. 8:30 I got here. Do you realise that?
What do you want, Clive?
I thought you'd be on by 9:30, 10 at the latest. That's when it was all the other times this week.
You mean...
3 hours it's been. Evening, too. I ought to charge you double time. Well, anyway, like I said, I've been working it out. Let's say, for simplicity, you were a keeper for 30 years. Does that sound fair to you?
Where the hell is this going?
Don't get impatient. You'll find out soon enough. Now, I reckon, over that sort of period, you must have knocked off, shall we say, 1,000 foxes. About right, am I? And small vermin, what, 2 or 3 times that number? Then there's the rabbits, well. Don't see much point even counting the rabbits. And all with this bit of kit.
I'm a keeper!
Yes, you are. It's only a trait, this is. I have to compliment you on the way you've looked after it. It's got to be 40 years old, this gun. Am I right?
If you say so.
And look at it. Both barrels buffed up. Nice shine on the stock. Lovely bit of walnut, that is. See, I can appreciate craftsmanship same as anyone else.
Please, can you go?
What's the matter? And you enjoying our little chat?
Oh, Clive, there's no harm done.
Same about the window. Only you went and locked up everywhere.
Why don't you just walk out of here and we'll say no more about it?
But you will, though.
I won't, honestly.
I know you too well, George Barford. Can't trust you, I'm afraid. Because of this grudge of yours.
What grudge?
I don't see there's any way we can go back now. It's all gone a bit too far, I'd say.
Is that all the glasses, Phil?
Yeah, I think so. Oh, dear.
What is it?
Well, Chris has left her handbag behind. It was down beside the settee.
That'll be the wine, I expect.
I don't suppose it matters. She'll know we've got it.
Why not give her a quick call? Put her mind at rest.
What if they're in bed?
Oh, they shouldn't be yet.
Well, can't do any harm, I suppose.
Who the hell's that?
I've no idea.
It's nearly midnight, for God's sake.
Shall I answer it?
You stay where you are.
It could be the people we had dinner with.
Who was that?
They wanted to know if we got home all right.
Who are they, I said?
They don't get it.
Who the hell are they?
Phil and Jill Archer.
Oh, bogey Archer. Now I really am worried.
He'll be wondering why there's no reply.
No, he won't. He'll just think you've gone to bed.
I doubt it. He'll be worried.
You reckon he might come round here and wave his stick at me? Phew, that's scary, that is.
He might call the police, I should have thought.
You better hope he doesn't. Let's sit there. He'll be off to bed.
Maybe.
So come on, then. Tell me what you had for dinner. Give you some of that famous beef of theirs, did they?
They did.
Very nice, too. All pink, I bet. With roast potatoes. Guess what I had? A jam sandwich. You ain't even got any decent bread, only that crap with the bits in it.
Sorry.
Well, there you go. As long as you enjoyed yourselves. Enjoy it, did you, George?
Aye, I did.
I bet you did. Always were one for sucking up to the landowners, weren't you? The Archers and the Aldridges, all on them.
You've got some daft ideas, you really have.
I've seen you, haven't I? Crawling up to them. Yes, Mr. Aldridge, thank you, Mr. Archer. You even went and married one of them.
Oh.
You must have thought you'd won the lottery that day.
This is all in your head.
Never had any time for us, though. Oh, no. Because we happen to live in the council house.
It's rubbish.
Admit it, you've had it in for me as long as you've known me, even when I was a kid, dragging me down, trying to get me put away.
It's not true.
Okay, what about that time I went beating? The first time, the only time. 14 I was.
And what happened?
You know flaming well what happened. You blew your whistle halfway through the drive and told me to bog off.
I never said that.
You're calling me a liar?
No.
All he's saying is that it was a long time ago.
I don't remember it. But if you say that's what happened.
Okay, what about the time when I was poaching? You had to get me sent down. I asked you for a bit of poaching.
It was my job.
You think he was picking on you?
Of course he was. Everyone goes poaching, don't they? My old man did it. Eddie Grundy does it. Everybody does
yes.
it. And you never bothered about them, did you? But me, that's different. You had to get me banged up.
You and your mates damn nearly killed me, that's why.
George,
it's true, Chris.
I know, but...
You've been out to get me all my life. I could have had a career. I could have had money. It's you that stopped me ruining my life, you have. Well, now you've got to pay.
We're sorry, aren't we, George?
Are we?
Yes, we are. If we've hurt you unintentionally...
Well, anyway, it don't make any difference now. A life for a life. That's what I reckon.
Oh.
Like the Bible says.
All right. What if I agree with you?
Don't make any odds to me if you do or don't.
It's me that's done it to you, right? Not Christine. So why not let her go?
No way.
What's she ever done to you?
Supported you, that's enough.
I'm the keeper. I made the decisions. It's me that went after you.
Yeah, you see. You admit it.
Chris was always against it. She said I was being unfair, but I had to get you.
Bastard.
This is between you and me, Clive. So let her go, eh?
I don't know.
Come on. You against me, like it always was.
Yeah.
Get up, Christine.
Oh, George.
Go on. He knows I'm right.
Yeah. Go on, get out of here.
All right.
That's it.
Shit! Oh! Just stay where you are!
Still no answer?
Well, I can't understand it. I mean, they must have got back by now.
What if they can't get in?
Oh, that's a point.
If they only had one key and it's in Chris's handbag?
Well, they'd have come back, surely.
I don't know, Finn, I really don't.
Well, there's definitely no answer. You think we should have a look?
I think we should.
Well, go on, then you do it.
Well, we're probably making a fuss over nothing. Chances are they'll be in bed by now.
But how could they have missed our calls?
Oh, here it is. I'm sure that's the house key.
Yeah, it looks like it.
It can't be the only one. And as you say, they'd have come back.
No, I think I'd better go over there. If only to put our minds at rest.
Oh, shut her up, will you? It's getting on my nerves.
Hey, come on, Chris.
I'm sorry, George.
It's all right, love. You're fine.
Oh, there's a touching scene. How long is it since you've been together?
25 years.
25 years? Who'd have thought it would last that long, eh? The alky ex-copper and the stuck-up Archer girl.
You are pathetic. Do you know that?
That's better. Now we've seen the real George Barford.
It didn't take anyone to wreck your life. You managed it all on your own.
George,
don't worry, Chris. He isn't going to do anything. He hasn't got the guts.
I won't be too sure of that.
You're a loser, Horribin. Always have been.
And you're not, I suppose.
Me?
What's it got you, eh? All your forelock pulling, all your sucking up to the bosses, a pokey little police house, like where you start.
I've got my self-respect. That's not something you'd understand.
You got any booze in the place? Mm.
We've got some sherry.
Where is it?
In the cupboard behind you.
Okay, get it. And a couple of glasses.
Not for me, I don't want any.
Two glasses, I said.
I'll get them, Chris. You sit down.
Stay where you are, Barford.
Well, can't you see? She's not well.
It's okay.
Shut up.
There.
Now pour them. Pour them out, two glasses.
I'll do it. You sit down, love.
Oh, George.
She needs a doctor.
Two glasses, go on, pour.
What stupid game is this?
We can have a little drink, you and me.
He can't. He'll make him ill.
Pour the drinks. Go on, pick it up.
Get lost.
I said pick it up. That's it. We're going to drink to your stupid marriage.
Please, don't make him...
Your sad, pathetic marriage.
Oh, for God's sake.
Who the hell's that?
I told you, didn't I?
Get the light. Get the light!
Oh.
No, out in the hall. Go on. Go on, quick!
Oh.
Quick, I said.
All right, all right.
Now stay there. Another word. Go on. I told you.
She is ill.
Shut up!
It's Phil...
Oh, God!
Go on, Chris. Go!
Chris?
Oh, Phil! Oh.
Chris! Oh, my God, Chris!
Whatever's happened?
An ambulance. Quick. Get an ambulance.
Neil and Susan are in for a shock.
Neil, wake up. Neil.
What's the matter?
There's something going on outside.
Oh. Come on, love.
There's lights on the window.
Car headlights, that's all.
No.
I don't think so.
What time is it?
12:30.
Oh, 12:30? Oh, give us a break, love. I've got my pigs to do in a few hours' time.
I know there's something wrong. I think you should go and have a look.
Oh, Susan, it's a car headlight. It'll go off in a minute. Oh,
well, if you won't, I will.
Oh, Susan, please.
It's not headlights. It's too bright.
Who the hell's that at this time of night?
Neil.
Wrong number, I expect.
Hello?
Mrs. Carter?
Yes.
This is Inspector Riley, Borsetshire Police.
Police?
What's happened?
It's not Christopher.
No, but there's been an incident involving a firearm in the village.
Is anyone hurt?
A person's been taken to hospital. I can't tell you any more.
Oh, my God.
We're trying to locate your brother Clive. Is he with you?
Not that. He wouldn't do that.
It's Clive, innit? What's that lunatic done this time?
Mrs. Carter, you must tell me. Is he there with you?
Of course he's not.
You're quite sure he's not in the house?
You think I'd let him near my kids?
We're going to have to make certain, I'm afraid.
What do you mean?
We'll need to come in and do a search.
What? No. It's the middle of the night.
I'm sorry, but we have to do it.
What do they want?
They want to come in.
They want...
Make sure Clive's not here.
Well, of course he's not here.
Mrs. Carter.
I've told him that.
Well, tell him again.
Mrs. Carter.
He's not here, I promise you.
Who is there?
Neil, my husband. And our daughter, Emma. Our son, Christopher, he's staying over with a friend in Pennyhasset.
I want you to listen very carefully, Mrs. Carter. Will you do that?
All right.
There are armed police outside your house.
Neil, they're armed.
Oh, hell.
Mrs. Carter.
Yes?
I want you to come out of the front door and walk slowly towards the officers. Do you understand that?
Yes, yes, I think so.
There's no need to be alarmed. Just walk over to us. Will you do that?
What about Neil?
Please ask him to stay there. And your daughter. Emma, is it?
Yes.
If the two of them could wait in the same room, my officers will come in and have a look round. Is that clear?
I think so.
Right, then. If you could come out as soon as you can.
Yes. Yes, all right.
Thank you, Mrs. Carter.
What are you doing?
They say I've got to go out there.
But they got guns.
I know.
I'm not having this. If anyone goes out there, it's got to be me.
No, Neil.
You stay here with Emma.
You can't. What if they make a mistake? You could get...
It won't happen. Don't worry.
No, Neil. It's got to be me. That's what the inspector said.
This is crazy. Where do they think they are? Los Angeles?
Mom, what's going on?
It's the police, love.
Don't understand.
I'll tell you what it is. It's that lunatic uncle of yours causing trouble again. Damn him.
How do you think he got in, Mr. Barfoot?
Oh, he smashed the kitchen window.
Any idea what he used?
It could have been anything.
Can't these questions wait until the morning, officer?
I'm afraid not, sir.
Mr. Barfoot's been through a dreadful ordeal.
Yes, I realise that.
It's all right, Phil. She's only doing her job.
Well, yes, I know.
This man's dangerous. Any information that'll help us to get him more quickly?
Yes, right. You ask away.
Thank you.
And I hope you're going to put him down for a long stretch this time, none of your pathetic few months.
With a bit of luck.
I'll tell you this. If anything happens to my Chris, it'll be me doing the stretch, because I personally will kill the little runt.
Oh, I'm sure the courts will deal with
it. Well, if
it.
They don't, I will.
George.
I mean it. I'm not pussyfooting around anymore. It's our life or his. He's made that plain enough.
From what you said, he didn't show any indication of using the gun, and he had every opportunity.
Well, who's to say he wouldn't have done, if Phil hadn't come along?
Sounds more like he was trying to frighten you.
Well, he did that all right.
Oh, he's quite capable of violence. He's shown that before.
Of course he has.
I mean, the man's clearly unstable.
Can I ask you about the shotgun? It was locked in the gun cabinet?
Well, of course it was. You don't think I'll leave it on the kitchen table?
And what about the ammunition?
It's in the cupboard in the hall.
How many cartridges were there?
I don't know. It's a long time since I used it. A
couple of boxes, perhaps?
I really can't remember.
It's important, Mr. Barfoot.
I said I can't remember, all right?
Okay.
Look, do you want me to get you a coffee from the machine?
No, thanks. How long is it since they took her through?
It's about half an hour.
Well, why don't they tell us something?
Well, I'm sure they're doing all they can.
Did you see the collar on her? When they put her on the trolley.
Well, yes.
Oh, Phil. If anything happens to her, well, I don't know what I'll do.
Oh, I'm scared.
I'll be all right, love.
Yeah, of course you will. Just do what they say. Walk quietly towards them.
All right, then.
Oh, Mum.
All right! It's me, okay?
That's it, Mrs. Carter. There's nothing to be alarmed about.
Oh, I mean, them guns pointing at me, that's all.
Just walk this way.
If I could see where you were. Can't you turn them lights off?
You're doing fine. Nearly there.
This is disgusting. Waking people up in the middle of the night is like a police state. We're not the criminals, we're just ordinary people.
I have to consider the safety of my officers.
It's just not right, scaring innocent people. It's Clive you ought to be after.
We are.
Well, he's not in our house. I told you that.
I'm going to ask you once more, Mrs. Carter. You're quite certain your brother isn't in the house.
Oh, you think I'd let him near my kids, the state he's in?
Well, you did once, didn't you?
You're never going to let me forget that, are you?
If you'll just wait here with the WPC, we'll just go inside and make sure.
Here she is.
Oh, Chris. Chris, my love, are you all right?
I'm fine. They said I was hyperventilating.
Fine. And you're okay now?
I'm just tired, that's all.
Oh, thank God you had me so worried. Here, come on, take my arm.
Oh, thanks.
Let me help you, Mrs. Barford. The car's just outside.
You're very kind.
Right. Let's get you home, eh?
I don't want to go home.
It's all right. You're safe now.
I mean it, George. I'm not going back there.
You will be on your own. We'll have someone outside.
Have you caught him yet?
Not yet. But we will. Don't you worry.
I'm not going back there. Not till he's caught.
Well, you don't have to, love.
Where's Phil?
Out in the corridor getting a coffee.
Can't we go back with him?
Well, I don't see why not. We'll give Jill a ring. I'm sure she won't mind.
What the hell's going on up there?
Mr. Carter?
Are you in charge?
I'm Inspector Riley. And this would be Emma, would it?
Yeah.
Well, look, I'm sorry to disturb you like this. We shouldn't be too much longer.
You really think we'd hide him after the last time?
I'm afraid I have to make certain. I'm just trying to ensure nobody's hurt.
Listen, if I ever see that tow rag again in my life, it'll be once too often.
When was the last time you saw him?
In court, when he got sent down.
Not since then?
No. Before that, it was when I caught him slashing the horses.
It was you that identified him?
Yeah. So he's not going to come round here again, I can promise you. He knows what'll happen.
I see.
I could have told you all this if you hadn't come crashing in here like a SWAT squad.
How about you, Emma? When did you last see him?
Ages ago.
Were you at the court too?
No, that was before that.
And he's turned to guns now, has he, the idiot?
Yes, he broke into the old police house.
Oh, Chris and George?
It seems he broke open the gun cabinet and took out Mr. Barford's shotgun. And when they came back from an evening out, he threatened them with it.
Are they okay?
Mrs. Barford's been taken to hospital. There was some suggestion she might have had a heart attack.
Oh, no.
So why aren't you out there looking for him, eh, instead of terrorising innocent people?
I gather his mother lives up the road.
Well, you're not going to go kicking her door in, are you?
I don't think that'll be necessary.
Gran will be ever so upset.
She's as sick of him as we are.
Well, anyway, we'll get out of your way soon.
Oh, good.
I don't need to remind you that if he makes any attempt to contact you...
Oh, don't worry, I'll be on the blower straight away. The sooner that lunatic's put where he belongs, the better for all of us.
Oh, Jill.
All right. You're safe now.
No, we're not.
Come on, love. Let's get you sat down. Jill, this is WPC Woods.
It's Nicola. Hello.
She's been very kind.
I'm just so sorry. Is Phil with you?
He won't be long. He's following in his own car.
Oh, Jill, if he hadn't come over, we wouldn't be here.
Thank goodness he did.
Clive just hates us. He won't be satisfied until we're both dead.
They'll get him. Don't you worry. You heard the police helicopter.
That's right. He can't get very far.
He doesn't want to. It's us he's after.
Hey, he'll give up now, I expect. He's had his fun.
He won't give up. He's obsessed, that's obvious.
He couldn't do anything now if he wanted to. All these police around.
It won't make any difference. Nothing will stop him.
Come on, Chris.
I've had a word with the inspector. There'll be a police guard on the house.
There you are, love. We'll be perfectly safe.
Will we?
Why don't we have a nice cup of tea?
Oh, yes, please, Jill.
And then I'll show you up to your room. You must be exhausted, poor thing.
Well, I'll leave you to it.
Oh, you're not going?
Don't worry. There'll be a police car outside.
You've been very kind. Thank you very much.
Try not to worry. We will get him, you know.
You'll let us know if there's any news.
Straight away.
Good.
And I'll be back to see you tomorrow.
Aye, right, you are.
Good night, then.
Night.
Bye.
I still can't believe it's happened. Can you, George?
No.
I'm so sorry. What a dreadful experience.
And we'd had such a lovely evening, too.
A long time ago, that seems.
It's good of you to let us come back.
Oh, don't be silly. Stay as long as you like.
Oh, thanks, Jill.
I don't know if I'll ever want to go back to that place again.
Why don't you go back to bed now, love?
I doubt if I'd sleep anyway.
You got to work tomorrow.
I'll be okay.
Look, there's nothing to worry about, you know.
Isn't there?
No one's going to hurt you while I'm around.
He's off his trolley, you know that.
Yeah, well... maybe he is.
Well, so how can anyone know what he's going to do next?
That was awful.
You phoned?
Yeah. I got Mrs. Archer. They're okay, apparently.
What, both of them?
Yeah.
Thank God for that.
It wasn't a heart attack. Apparently she was hyperventilating, whatever that is.
It's like a panic attack.
Well, anyway, she's okay now.
Huh. Is she still in hospital?
No. They're staying with Mr. and Mrs. Archer.
And don't blame them. We'd want to go back to that place with Mad Clive on the loose.
Oh, I felt so terrible.
Susan.
I know it's not my fault, it's like he is.
That's right, it isn't.
I still feel so guilty, though.
Well, you shouldn't.
He's crazy, Mum. He's flipped.
Oh, don't.
No. It's scary. And to think he's out there somewhere with a loaded shotgun.
That's enough, Emma.
Well, it's true, though. You can't say anyone in the village is safe tonight.
The Archers was written by Graham Harvey, who is the agricultural story editor. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Rosemary Watts, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.